The painter Thomas Kincaid claims to be America's most collected living artist, with 20 million prints hanging on American walls right now. His images of bridges at sunset and cobblestone lanes have become the inspiration for a new housing development in Vallejo, California. It's called The Village, Thomas Kincaid Community. Commentator Louise Rafkin was on hand for the ribbon cutting. She wanted to see how real people could live in an artist's vision.
Country cottages lit from within, snow-shrouded churches in the glow of a late afternoon, winding roads snaking between overgrown hedges. I call it calendar art, but a whole lot of people call it collectible, inspirational, and a whole lot of people buy it. Artist Thomas Kincaid calls himself the painter of light, and his publicly traded company generated $132 million in sales last year, not only on paintings and prints, but on Kincaid-designed goods ranging from wallpaper to Lazy Boy recliners. There are teacups, coasters, screensavers, all of it festooned with Kincaid's cozy images of hearth and home. And now he's developed a neighborhood that looks as if it's jumped out of one of his Christmas cards. Many in the large crowd gathered here under the warm autumn sun, hoping to get the first peek at Kincaid's quaint village, look as if they're ready to sign on as village people. They're hardcore Kincaid fans, carrying cameras and calendars for the artist to sign. When Kincaid, his wife, and their tribe of blonde girls spill from a limousine minivan, there's cheering, and then a hush falls over the crowd. He's a real live person, the man behind me gushes. Kincaid, tanned and goateed, a middle-aged Joe Average-looking guy, reaches to shake a hand. He's obviously charismatic.
Before we cut the ribbon, I'll do something that an old-fashioned country preacher told me to do. He said, whenever you start something new, just pray.
That's right.
So, Lord, we do thank you.
At present, this village is merely a cluster of four model houses named after the artist's daughters, though eventually the subdivision will have over 100 Kincaid homes. The surrounding California hillsides are post-summer brown, but these homes look like they're from an English storybook. There are picket fences, pseudo-cobblestone walkways, and old-fashioned lampposts. Several present cozy front porches. Like the rest of us, Kincaid is experiencing the development for the first time today, but he claims he's here selling more than homes.
This place is a concept of simplicity and family memories, and every creative decision along the way was driven by the concept, how will a memory be made here? This is a safe place, a comfortable place, a joy-filled place, and people will bring their baggage with them when they come here, but as a starting point, we believe that this is a great experiment in creating what Walt Disney created when he created the happiest place on earth. And so here's Main Street USA that you can live in.
Kincaid will mention Disneyland many more times before the day's done. But first, there's the pressing business of selling these homes. When the picket fence swings open, the crowd pours in. Inside, everything is cute. Furnishings are plump and cushy. Gas fireplaces are ablaze. Studies feature large books perched on wide wooden desks. Every bedroom features a Kincaid painting and photographs of smiling couples and beaming kids. Pat Savage is a realtor, and she's taken. She only wishes she were brokering the deals.
You just get the right feel. It feels like home. It's comfy, and I think they'll go fast.
And Carol Gaynor lives in a development close to Kincaidville. She's so charmed, she's thinking of selling her house and moving over.
These are just fantastic. I just like the feeling, the rooms. I mean, people say they're small, but the feeling of just being there is just beautiful.
These homes are attractive enough, but my feeling is that there's something fake and forced about all this cuteness and all this emphasis on memories. My own memories of growing up in what Kincaid would certainly call simpler times are fairly complicated. During the 1960s in my sparkling new California beach town, not far from Disneyland, I might add, I sped about on bikes and skateboards. And I do have memories of some great times, but stuff happened. Divorces and addictions and all kinds of experiences that memories are made of, though perhaps not the kinds of memories Kincaid has been invoking today. Strikes me suddenly that a signature trait of Kincaid's work is that there aren't people in his cheerful paintings. And maybe that's their appeal. If you people the paintings, could the weight of what it means to be human dim their glow? I might just come back here next year to see how real people live in Kincaid's vision.
Louise Rafkin is a writer. She lives in Emeryville, California.